This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. This week, we're going to be taking you on a journey to Guatemala. A 19th century visitor from Europe called it the land of eternal spring. Its volcanoes and ancient Mayan ruins and rich native culture makes the place feel mythic even today.
But this country is also defined by suffering. Hundreds of thousands of people have died in a decades-long civil war, and its lingering effects have left 80% of the population in poverty.
Each day this week, we're going to hear stories from people trying to turn that around, applying innovative technologies to solve ancient problems. This series is called Guatemala, Unearthing the Future, and in it, our tech contributor, Shenny Jardin, reports on how technology is changing the land of the Maya.
Today, we begin with an effort to heal the human suffering caused by the Civil War. The Civil War ended 10 years ago, but many survivors are still searching for the remains of their loved ones. And one group is using technology in new ways to reclaim the dead. Shenny Jardin brings us their story.
In traditional Mayan culture, the dead and the living are in constant communication. But for many thousands of Mayan people in Guatemala, their dead have never been able to rest, and neither have their living relatives. This woman who survived La Violencia recognizes the remains of a loved one emerging from the earth. The exhumation is being conducted and videotaped by the Forensic Anthropology Foundation of Guatemala, or FAFG. For 12 years, the nonprofit has been exhuming clandestine graves that hold victims of political massacres. Archaeologists and anthropologists with the FAFG work to identify the human remains, record evidence for possible future trials, and return the dead home for reburial. After the remains are unearthed, FAFG transports them from the mass grave sites to this Guatemala City building protected by razor wire and armed guards. Inside, FAFG staff huddle over tables covered with human bones.
We have like 20 tables here. Every table has a skeleton.
Raquel Doradea is a forensic anthropologist with FAFG. This open-air patio is a lab where remains are cleaned and analyzed.
We have two types of people here, forensic anthropologists and people who help to wash everyone.
One woman brushes dirt clumps from a small skull. As the red earth falls away, deep gashes are revealed, indicating that this child may have been struck repeatedly in the head with a machete. A few feet away, anthropologist Patricia Ishkoy pulls clean bone pieces out of a paper envelope. She has been working with FAFG for 8 years. Patricia is sorting remains dug up from a massacre that happened in 1982 in a rural village called Canaquil. Like most who died during the 36-year civil war, these were indigenous people.
Son 14 niños.
Patricia explains that 26 people died, 14 children, 7 women, and 6 men. Their skulls were fragmented by bullets. The bones are charred because these people were apparently set on fire after they were shot. Again, Raquel Doradea.
We put together all the skeleton like a puzzle for know what type of trauma is and if you have an entrance or exit gunshot.
Each fragment is marked with an alphanumeric code that ties the remains to a specific massacre. And here's where technology makes a difference. Freddy Kumes is FAFG's head of information technology.
If we identify them, we put their name. And if we don't identify them, we put the number of the case that we have and the number of the corpse that we have in that case.
Freddy and his tech team developed software to manage the data they gather, including details from surviving family. Obtaining their testimony can be challenging. In the 1980s, the Guatemalan army conscripted Mayan peasants to act as enforcers in their own villages, and anthropologist Raquel Doradea says the fear and distrust are still very real.
The people were so scared to talk because they lived in the town with the people. This was actually that they are neighbors of the victims.
While there are efforts to bring those accused of mass murder to trial, Raquel says most surviving relatives are after something more basic.
They don't think in justice, actually. So, yeah, it was, they only want to a decent burial. That's it.
A decent burial is the goal, and even the 40% that cannot be identified are returned to the community for reburial. For the remains that are identified, the process can take months. DNA tests on bone samples yield a genetic fingerprint that can be digitally compared with the genes of living relatives. It's an essential part of the process, but tech director Freddy Kumes says there's no DNA lab available to them in the entire country.
We send a little piece of a bone to the U.S. with the blood test and figure out if it's the same DNA that they have.
That can take 4 months, so the FAFG plans to build a lab of their own here this year. A room nearby is filled with older model PCs. Here, anthropologist Oscar Ishpata is entering data about a corpse. He's typing in identifying traits such as age, sex, height, or clothing. Information security is high here. Data is encrypted and backed up on-site and to other locations. The human remains are stored upstairs in large brown cardboard boxes, each marked with those identifying codes. The FAFG is holding more than 900 sets of human remains right now, and law student Gustavo Cosme watches over most of them stacked in cartons in this rooftop storage room.
Here we have 589 boxes, more or less 600 sets of human remains.
Attorneys come here to view evidence when a case does come to criminal trial. But Gustavo explains that the FAFG's greatest success may be in one emptied-out corner.
This is what we call our dead archive. We call it that because these are cases in which the remains have been returned to their communities.
Just outside this room, packed with boxes of bones, there's a cluster of half-burned candles on the cement floor. Priests from one Mayan village recently came here to pray for the lab workers' success in identifying their relatives and preparing them for the long journey home. For NPR News, I'm Shenny Jardin.
There's a slideshow and audio tour of the headquarters for the Forensic Anthropology Foundation of Guatemala at our website, npr.org. And starting today, you can download this story and all of Shenny's stories as a podcast. Just click on the podcast link at npr.org.